It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lackawanna Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing, Josh?
Doing all right. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah.
Do a lot, get a lot done?
I got a lot of groceries marked off my list.
Well, I didn't do much of anything, so I was trying to think of what I did do. I watched the Vikings. It was an exciting game. Too bad they had to lose it. But
I listened to it, but I stopped listening, when there was like a couple seconds left, and then Tennessee scored?
Kind of wheels fell off the wagon there toward the end, but it's pretty good the rest of the game. At least
I'm a huge Vikings fan, but I saw this joke the other day. It said Vikings are allergic to cereal because anytime they get close to a bowl, they choke.
That's right. That's pretty good.
I love the Vikings. Don't send any hate mail or bad messages, but I just thought that joke was funny.
Whoever they play next. They're 0-3 like the Vikings, so somebody's going to improve their record anyway in that game. So,
well, who do they play next?
I can't remember.
I'm looking it up here.
Okay. Your computer is
Texans.
A little slow there? The Texans. All right.
Houston Texans.
From the Titans to the Texans.
Yep.
All right. Very good. Well, we'll look forward to that. Hopefully a better day.
Yeah.
Battle for the bottom.
Yeah.
let's salute a veteran here.
Of course. Moving right along. We're saluting Seaman Lamar Harlan Locken. Lamar was born on April 4th, 1929 in Lackawanna County and passed away on March 13th, 1995. He entered active duty on August 20th, 1948 in United States Navy, was honorably discharged 3 years and 10 months later on July 10th, 1952 at the Washington, D.C. Navy Yard. Out of his 3 years and 10 months that he served in the U.S. Navy, 3 years and 8 months of that, so all but 2 months, which I'm guessing would be his boot camp basic training, spent a foreign or sea service. So, and he was stationed at Naval Air Station in San Juan, Puerto Rico. I'm sure there's worse places to be stationed at.
Probably, yeah. Doesn't sound too bad.
That's right. So we thank you, Lamar, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
All right, very good. Hats off to the vets.
Absolutely.
Well, let's talk about the topic today. The VA is expanding veterans' access to telehealth with iPad services.
Yeah, there was a press release came out on the 15th discussing how VA is giving patients iPads to perform more telehealth appointments during this pandemic. I'd like to say I'm one of them. VA gave me an iPad here a couple of years ago so I can have telehealth appointments, on my dining room table. I don't have to take an entire day off of work to travel up to St. Cloud to have an appointment. So the Department of Veterans Affairs announced a new collaboration with Apple to increase veterans' access to virtual care benefits. VA's iPad program provides qualifying veterans with cellular-enabled iPads to access telehealth services and currently helps more than 50,000 veterans across the country connect to VA healthcare services virtually. VA will continue to work diligently to provide veterans with the tools and resources necessary to access quality health care when and where they need it, according to the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Robert Wilkie. VA's partnership with Apple is an integral step in helping to bridge the digital divide for veterans everywhere. This is particularly critical during the COVID-19 public health emergency, when telehealth is being leveraged to protect the safety and well-being of both veterans and clinicians. VA has been a leader in telehealth services for decades. Began the Connected Tablet program in 2016. I think I've had my iPad for at least 2, if not 3 years. So a VA study found veterans who received tablets reported high levels of satisfaction with care. I'm one of them. We're less likely to miss appointments and found it easier and more convenient to access VA care. To standardize the program and provide veterans a consistent quality experience, VA will exclusively distribute iPads to veterans. iPads offer veterans a combination of portability and User experience, data privacy, and security made possible through Apple's integrated hardware and software platform. Collaboration between VA and Apple, facilitated by the VA Secretary's Center for Strategic Partnerships, provides VA with Apple's expertise to help enhance the platform and ensure veterans and healthcare professionals have the best telehealth experience. Part of VA's commitment to supporting veteran healthcare, patients can also securely view and download their personal medical data using health records on iPhone feature from Apple. And veterans who don't currently have a video-capable device or internet service are interested in VA's telehealth iPad program should consult with their VA healthcare team to determine their eligibility.
I would imagine the iPad makes it pretty simple, too. Just turn it on, click on the icon there, and up it comes.
So. You know, basically, all you do is got to keep the thing charged
right. And
have access to your email on it, which is, you know, pretty easy to do. And then, you press the screen where it says, you know, click to join your appointment, and you're connected right there.
Right. Pretty simple.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. And, I've used it on other platforms, too. I got an Apple iPhone, and I've had appointments over that, laptop. One time I had a VA appointment, and they asked where I was, and I said, well, I'm in the parking lot of Dick's Sporting Goods in Bloomington. Because, sitting in my truck, having my VA appointment right there.
Right. Pretty handy.
Yeah, it was very handy.
Yep. Got to interconnect these days.
That's right. That's right. And especially with this COVID-19 pandemic and public health crisis, you got to do what you can to stay safe.
That's right. Well, the city councils and counties and people are getting laptops and iPads and connecting and making sure that everybody can communicate. And
that's right.
Good that the veterans are all doing that and
keep
everybody, like you say, when you have to hunker down in the house, it's nice to have contact with the outside world.
Yeah, and for people that, may not have a lot of vacation or sick time to burn, it saves them a day trip going up there, going up to have an appointment.
To Monty or St. Cloud or Minneapolis or wherever. So.
That's right.
All right. Well, what else you got for us there, Josh? Anything today?
Well, we have a Veterans Pheasant Hunt put on by Chippewa County Pheasants Forever and the Two Rivers Chapter of the Minnesota Deer Hunters Association going to take place Saturday the 3rd at the Heartland Preserve in Granite Falls. I can't remember how many years they've done it, but I've attended every single one.
I know you talked about it for a long time, a lot of years here. We've been doing this, but I mean, it's been a while.
I've not seen the advertisement. I'm guessing it's on Facebook, but I don't have a Facebook or don't do social media, so I've only heard it secondhand, but it's a good time. Everybody's guaranteed a couple of birds when they leave, and nice meal, nice fellowship, and actually, we were on Prairie Sportsman on Pioneer Public TV on an episode that aired in February.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And good show.
Yeah, they even interviewed me on there. So, and I am a firm believer the camera adds 20 pounds.
You didn't freeze up or anything. You just managed to.
I rambled.
Yeah.
Well, but I can be good at that sometimes.
Yeah, you're not really scared of the microphone. That's a good thing. So. All right.
I guess not. And you had a plug in for
we wanted to put in a plug for the VFW Auxiliary. They're going to be serving their annual German luncheon. That'll be your German meal on Friday the 4th. That'll be 11 to 1 over at the VFW here in Madison. And you'll have your choice of brats and sauerkraut and what is that, German?
Don't you mean the 2nd? Friday the
2nd. Oh, I'm looking at the wrong day. I'm sorry. Friday the 2nd. Yeah, excuse me. Thank you. That's this Friday. And they'll have, what else, beer cheese soup, that German forest cake or whatever. Black forest cake, and just all kinds of stuff. So if you haven't been to that before, that's some good food.
I'm 7/8 German, so I'm all about that.
You better be there. All right. Okay.
Sauerkraut, bratwurst, beer cheese soup.
It's all good.
Yes.
All right, throw a little popcorn on that beer cheese soup, and away you go.
Ooh, that sounds really good.
Good stuff.
I'll take it,
All right. Well, anything
popcorn
else?
From the Grand Theater?
Yeah, well, yeah, the Grand's going to be opening this weekend, too. Friday through Monday, we'll have a romantic comedy called Broken Hearts Gallery, and that'll be showing at 7 o'clock every night.
So, just one theater?
We're going to show it on both screens, 1 and 2, because we can have 60 people in there total between the two screens. So one movie on both screens, so there'll be plenty of room for people to mix and social distance and all that kind of stuff. So come on in and see a movie. Or if you don't want to see a movie, we'll have popcorn.
Okay.
For your beer cheese soup. All right. Well, thanks, Josh.
Thank you. Sounds good.
See you again next week.
Yep.
Josh Benninger with the Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer. Vets Info on the air this morning right here on Q92. We thank you for joining us. Vets Info on the air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.